June 18th, 2015, this is our coaching call. So, hello, I see we've got Heather and Jenny, Jenna. So I just want to turn on your microphones and see how things are going.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Jenna. Let's start with you. How's things been going?
Very well. Very busy. What's been going? It's been so much. I've been speaking to Heather so much. It's kind of hard. I should ask her really what's been going on with me because I don't know. There's just been lots of stuff. Where to begin? Well, the website. I've done some videos for my website, and I've finished building my website, so I just need to hand it over to my web designer to polish for me, which was important because I've needed something as a shop front really to get for people to connect with, and it also because of the color personality profiling stuff that I do, it's much more visual and it's easier if somebody can have a look at it and then they've got an idea of what I do, and it filters out a lot of people. And time wasters, so it's more of a shop front. So I've got, and it was important for me to just get that up. So I finally finished that, well, today really, so I'm just doing the last bits to send off, and that's been an absolute epic challenge of the mind. I've been rewatching the videos, the module videos, as well this week, just to make sure that I understand what my next step is in terms of the tribe and what I need to do. So I have an accountability that I have to complete by Monday, which is just about totally focusing on getting my 25 consultations and roping in family and friends and really getting social media to do a lot of the lifting for me. So that's it really. It's nothing exciting. It's just getting on with it, just turning the wheels, really, pushing the boulder up the hill. So yeah, that's
fantastic.
That's it. Nothing exciting.
And have you done any practice consultations with other folks in the accelerator, or just friends?
I've been practicing. I practice with people I know, but it's not this. I find that I've got people. Oh God, what is that me? This isn't helpful. So I've decided I'm not going to use people that I know. I'm just going to go in cold and use real people because I don't like using people that I know. I mean, I've been working with Heather and I've listened to her and we've got a session scheduled for her to listen to me. But I think for me the best thing to do is just do it and fall on my face and get up and learn and move on. So
yeah.
I don't really want to spend any more time practicing with people I know because I just don't, it's just not working.
Yeah, it's not usually the best method, but for folks that feel
no.
really kind of too adverse to doing it with strangers, it's sort of that interim step. But I always say if you can skip that step and just do it with real people, you're going to move a lot faster and grow a lot quicker because you're going to get real answers from real people and not fake answers from polite friends.
Yeah, because the way I feel at the moment with regards to the work that we've been doing with the tribe, I was ill a couple of weeks ago just after my birthday, and that just really wiped me out, which I hate complaining about, and I did try to work through, but in the end it just got the better of me, and I sort of lost time. And so I feel now that there is a piece of work that I need to do. I just want to, because watching the videos again and then looking at what I do, I realised that when I speak to people, say I get a recommendation from somebody, somebody goes, oh, you know, I've got a friend who thinks that, you know, would be great for you, but they don't necessarily know what that person's problem is per se, that if I can get myself a list of specialities that are slightly more tailored to different situations, although they're fundamentally the same, just see if I've got some takes, the ones I can really sort of tailor to the call. So whilst I'm in the call, if it transpires that what they've been recommended to me for example, public speaking. But during the course of the call and going through steps one, it transpires that what's more important to them is their relationship. And if I have a sort of specialities list that is tailored for the relationships, and then I can, if that's what they really want to work on, although they will refer to me for public speaking or something, then I can work with that. Does that make sense? So that's what I was thinking, it's just a refinement of what I've got already, just changing a couple of titles and just making things a little bit more tailored, if that's to give people more to choose from.
Well, are you saying,
really? I'm very boring.
Because you are saying that you work both on communication and relationship with self and others, as well as public speaking, is that right? Are you saying that sometimes you might get a referral and the friend says, hey, I want you to speak to my friend Jack. He wants to learn public speaking.
Yeah.
And then once you get Jack on the phone and you're talking to him about his goals, he says, well, my way of communicating with my wife is really important. And you're saying if you discover in the middle of the call that he actually would rather do communication and relationship rather than public speaking, or that it has a higher priority on the scale of 1 to 10, that you need to devise a way to be able to switch over quickly. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
Do you already have a set of questions for both if somebody's interested in public speaking versus somebody's interested in communication?
I've got the questions that I've worked out are the ones that you have. We're based on the ones that you have. So they're quite they're generic in that sense of what is your goal and how does that feel right now and what would it be like to have that, and intuitively working with what they're telling me. So
that's
a
goal state.
The list.
Sorry. The phase two where you're digging into their root causes of their problems. Are those questions? Do you have a set for both public speaking and another set for communication?
No, that's what I want to create. It's like I've got questions that I can tailor to create like a data, almost like a data file of questioning, create a data file of questions depending on who I'm talking to, if the call changes so that I've got something there, so I'm not stuck and caught out and lose somebody just because I've got questions that are focused on one subject when in fact they've got another problem and I can still deal with that problem, but knowing that I've got those questions there as well.
So let me go take a look. Let me try to find your menu. Is it inside is your most recent menu inside the Freedom Formula Facebook group?
Okay.
There it is. Yeah, so I also right now, your price packages, are they geared towards public speaking or communication?
Communication. Because it's communication and because they're intertwined. So communication and public speaking, if you have a problem communicating, then you're not going to be a very good public speaker anyway. Do you know what I mean? But
right.
Somebody who wants to do communication in terms of they want to improve the way that they're communicating with speaking to their boss or their colleagues or a partner, or they just want to improve their communication skills, that's a slightly different technique to if somebody who wants to do public speaking, because with the public speaking it's about practice and these are direct instructions from me for you to follow, whereas with communication it's just a different tangent.
Okay, so on your price packages right now, if I was a client who wanted both help in communication with myself and my romantic partner as well as public speaking, do your current packages actually allow you to help me on all three fronts?
My packages do. The actual packages are fine. But I'm thinking about, I was thinking about the call and the specialty.
Yeah, I know. I just needed to check on that first before I tell you the next thing.
Yeah.
So if I had three areas I wanted help and I signed up for one of your packages the way that it's written currently, you'd be able to use yeah. our coaching time. Let me see. You've got group coaching calls. You've got let's see. Does your top package have any privates?
Yes.
Two times 60 minutes coaching call. Is that two times a month?
Yes.
Great. Okay. So yeah, during our private sessions together, you'd be able to help me with my husband. You'd be able to help me with my communication myself and my public speaking. Is that right?
Yeah.
Great. So if that's the case, then yes, for your call script, in phase two, you want a set of questions that hones in on being able to identify people's problems around communication with self, communication with others, and public speaking. And then when you're doing the goal section...
Let me interrupt you, because I need a quiet place to make a call for...
I'm sorry, Heather, you're really muffled. Can you move the microphone by your mouth?
I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. I wasn't talking to you. I was just talking to someone else. Sorry.
You were doing what?
Oh, I was talking to someone else. I'm trying to find a quiet place, and so I'm going into the restroom right now to find a quiet place so I can talk. Okay, yeah.
You're taking us into the restroom.
Yeah. I want to concentrate. So.
So, Jenna, in your in phase two, you want to have questions that help you be able to dig into the other person's problems, basically, in each of those areas and identify root causes so that no matter what a person says during phase one when you're learning about their goals, you've got a set of pre-prepared questions for phase two.
Yes.
And you can even link those questions with root causes and mini stories. So you can basically have a set of questions about public speaking, and there's probably some common answers you get to which you can link. Okay, anytime someone says that, it's because this is the root cause of that problem. You know, the root cause of stage fright is you're thinking about yourself instead of putting your attention on the audience. And so one of the most important things is being able to shift your attention and energy away from yourself while you're on stage. And then you've got a mini story. I once worked with a woman who blah, blah, blah. After we worked together, blah, blah, blah. And next question. So, yes, if you haven't yet done that, then that would be an important next step is to think of some questions that will help you be able to dig deeper with people on each of the main topics you help on. And also, if you want to, you can ahead of time think of some root causes that are probably at the cause of some of those things. And sometimes you can't think ahead of time of what the root causes are. Sometimes that just kind of happens organically in the moment when you're talking to people, but then you can make note of, because sometimes it's easier when somebody is literally on the phone with you and they're telling you their problem for you to just organically in the moment be able to feel or recognize what the root cause of the problem is. And then once you've kind of learned or gotten that organically out of an actual one-on-one free consult, you can just make note of it so that in the future you can remember, oh, I can always name this root cause in the future.
Yeah, because I've noticed that just from talking to people, like with my meetup group, is that people come to my meetup group and they come for whatever the meetup is at the time. And then during the course of the evening, when I ask people for feedback, etc., all this other stuff comes up that has nothing to do with the theme of the evening, but it's connected further down but more deeply rooted. So when I'm doing, I recognize that when people say they've got one problem, often it's not that, that's just a symptom, that's not the cause, and there is actually something far deeper. So just for myself, I wanted to work on having a set of, actually having a set of backup questions, like I said, and stories that I can incorporate them. So that's just something, because it keeps playing on my mind, because I keep coming across people. Because I'm doing more public, that's the other thing as well. I've been doing some public speaking gigs. as well. And I will be giving a talk on a specific subject, and then people will talk to me afterwards, and then they will start talking about the subject, and they'll be like, you know, this is, I know, I agree with whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then it transpires that when I ask him, you know, well, what would make you happy and how do you feel, and then suddenly we go somewhere completely different, still related, but different. So if that's something that I'm going to come up against, I just want to be prepared as best I can. Obviously, I can't prepare for everything, but just...
Yeah, so you can start thinking of what questions do I need to ask people when one of their goals is better communication with somebody else, like a partner or coworkers or a boss. And, of course, I mean, I can already tell you right now, one of the things you're going to say is, so, you know, when it comes to communication with your boss, how's it going right now? And that's usually my first question when I broach the subject. And then they tell me whatever they tell me. And then you would go into things like what you already know are communication issues. So, for example, are you adverse to confrontation? And when did that start? What was it like in your family when you were younger when you wanted to speak your mind? Or when you had something to say that was important to you, how were you treated or how was it treated? And then, of course, one of the root causes you can name is, as an adult, you're going to end up playing out some of the same lessons you learned as a child when it comes to communication. And you just told me that whenever you wanted to, you know, speak your mind or ask your parents to not do something, you know, something that bothered you, they harped on you, they jumped on you, and they jumped down your throat. And so, of course, you have a natural aversion to wanting to bring stuff up now with your boss, and that's not your fault. That said, you can do something about it. So write down on where you're taking notes. The parental pattern. And that is that we learn our communication style through our parental pattern. So write down parental pattern, because that's where you picked that up. And you're not stuck with that. So I worked with a woman who grew up in a family where every time she asked for anything, they would tell her that she didn't deserve anything and that she was worthless. And that that energy or that way of being, or how do I say that? I'm trying to use language that's going to fit your business rather than using language that I already use in my business, because I want you to develop your own languaging that you use over and over again. So, like, for example, I named the problem, I named the root cause parental pattern. Now, you can probably come up with a better name than that, because I'm just speaking off the cuff. But having a name for it is useful, whatever you name it, so that you can use that phrase over and over again. And then when you tell your mini story, you can say, you know, she picked up on this I'm not worthy belief from how she was treated as a child. And so now when she tries to speak up, she just doesn't even feel like it's worth talking when I met her. After we worked together, we were able to, you know, address that old parental pattern, and now she can speak up with her boyfriend, she can speak up at work, she can speak up to her boss and ask for what she wants, and she gets it because she's so comfortable now asking for what she wants because we've addressed the parental pattern that was holding her back. And that would be an example of questions that lead to you identifying a root cause that you can then tag a mini story onto. And so when it comes to communication with others, some of your questions probably need to explore what was it like with their parents, what was it like with their siblings, what was it like in these types of relationships in the past. So if the issue is with their boss, what was it like with your previous bosses in the past? If this is with a boyfriend, what was it like with your previous boyfriends in the past? What were some of the worst cases, you know, the worst incidences, the worst memories you have about trying to communicate with a boyfriend? You can, I mean, that's a useful question. If it's about communication with self, you'll want to start to explore probably the way that they were still treated growing up, because that affects how they think about themselves. And so with however their parents and how people treated them as a kid, they start to internalize that way of looking at themselves, so that when it comes to your relationship with yourself, you're going to be impacted by the messages you received growing up. You know, are you unlovable, or are you worthy of listening to? Do your needs matter? Because if your needs didn't matter when you were a kid and that's what people kept showing you over and over again, of course in your communication with yourself you can't even feel your own needs because you've been denied your own needs for so long. So those are some of the questions you can probably explore with communication with self and relationship with self. And you can probably start going into things like anything that you would ask to help them uncover what are some of their negative ways of relating to self. So you might ask questions about confidence or self-esteem. You might ask questions about their relationship with their body and whether or not they hate their body, for example, because that'll probably affect your relationship with self. You've got your tests that you use for people, the color test. And so there might be some questions that you ask in relationship with that on these topics. And for example, you might say something like, and I'm going to make this part up because I don't know the color typing system, but for example, do you tend to have a bit of a temper? Do you tend to run a little hot, you know? Is it easy to get frustrated? And somebody says yes. And you say, well, that leads me a little bit leaning towards that you might be a red in the color typing. And these things are important to know. You want to know what your type is because it helps you have a better relationship with yourself. So I once worked with this guy who, he didn't know his color type. But what was happening in his day-to-day life was he would always get mad at himself every time he got frustrated about something. And once we worked together and did his color typing, we found out that he was a red. And reds are known for wanting things to go smoothly and valuing things like flow and ease. And so once he understood that about himself, he didn't used to get so upset with himself when he got frustrated, because what he realized was, on the flip side of that, he really values ease and flow. And when it's not there, he misses it. So he was able to transform the way he felt about his own frustration to realizing that really he was looking for a sense of ease and peace. And when it wasn't there, he simply missed it. So that's an example of how you can start to weave in the importance of getting typed by kind of having a question that starts to almost type a person and then telling them the value of knowing their type and then using a mini story that illustrates the importance of, once you know your type, you kind of have much more inner peace with yourself and you know how to work with yourself better and go through life better because you more deeply understand yourself. Are you still there?
Uh-oh.
Have I lost everybody?
No, I'm still here, but I don't know where Jenny is.
Let me look and see if she's still in the call. She's still in the call.
Okay.
She's still dialed in, but I don't know why we can't hear her.
Uh-oh. That happened with the conference free. I don't know what you're using, but free conference call with Mary and her and me. She, for some reason, she was muted at times. I don't know why.
Sound will just kind of go in and out.
No, I mean, she would call in and be muted. It's odd.
Oh, I see.
We didn't even know she was there, basically.
Gotcha. Well, we could hear Jenna just a moment ago, and on my end, I can see her mic is not muted. Jenna, you might try pressing, I think, star 6 to see if for some reason you've accidentally muted, or if your cheek has touched your own phone and there's a mute button on your phone. Okay, she's calling back in, it looks like, because she just disappeared out of the room. While we're waiting for that, how are you? What are your updates?
Well, I'm running into a little bit of a stumbling block when I'm getting, let's say, people who might be interested in a consult via Facebook and or even in person, and they say, well, do you do this and how do you do that? And I want to know more. And so I know I should say, oh, this is my process, but I have really nothing else to fall back on because that's, you know, I need to be positioned a different way. And so I'm wondering if you can give me instructions to how to answer in real life, face-to-face, which I know you did before, but I did my notes somewhere. And then also if you can give me instruction as to how to, if someone, like one of the coaches from the meetup, actually, she said, I'm interested, but I want to know more, and I didn't know what to say to, I didn't know what to say. Facebook messaging, yeah.
Okay,
oh, and
great
I just
want
to interject that I have to put myself on, I'll be on mute at 1 because I have to go back to work. It's like 10 minutes before 1, I actually have to go out to get some lunch. So if I'm loud, just mute me.
10 minutes before 1, you have to go back out, and so you'll be on mute.
I have to go get some lunch. So, yeah, if I'm too loud because I'm in San Francisco, just mute me if there's too much traffic or noise. Yeah.
Okay. Then let me answer your question now before you have to mute yourself, and then I'll go back and finish answering Jenna's, giving her some ideas for questions. So I see that she's back with us. I have her on mute at the moment just for sound ease. Except she's raised her hand. Yes, Jenna?
Haven't raised my hand.
Oh. It looks like...
I think it might be my fault. I have a new phone, and I literally just got it about 3 hours ago, so I'm not familiar with it.
Okay.
What I'm like with technology, so you know how much fun I'm having.
Well, hold on a sec. Let me answer Heather's question before she has to mute herself and she can't ask follow-up questions, and then I'll come back and give
you... Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, awesome. And this is useful for you as well, Jenna. So when you've got somebody who might be interested in having a free consult with you or might be interested in talking to you more, I've taught you guys the what do you do statement, so that when somebody asks what do, you can say something that usually hooks their curiosity in some way so that they will ask you a follow-up question about you and your business. Now, when you get that follow-up question, the question is often how do you do that or how does it work or something where they're trying to ask you to reveal the process. And I always say, don't reveal the process. Don't talk about the process. Mm-hmm. Always sidestep the question and turn the attention back on the other person. So your goal is twofold. One, don't name your process. And two, keep the other person talking about themselves. So the transition sentence that you can use is when somebody says, well, how do you do that or how does it work? You say, well, actually, a lot of different ways. Tell me about your business, or tell me about your relationship, or tell me about the public speaking you want to do. So you sidestep by saying, well, actually, a lot of different ways. Tell me about, and you follow up right away with the question to get them talking about themselves. Tell me about your business. And so for you, Heather, you are working in business, so your first question would probably be, what's your business? And they'll say, oh, I am a graphic designer. Say, what specifically do you like to do for people? Well, I like to work on logos. I can do people's headers for their websites. I can do business cards and branding. And you say, that's awesome. And right now, where do you get the most of your clients from? So what you're starting to launch into, actually, is almost like a mini free consult. mm-hmm. a very short version, like a 5-minute free consult, where you're mm-hmm. starting to ask them kind of what are their goals and what are their problems, which is the same as the free consult. So here I'm starting with I'm kind of launching into just kind of learning a little bit about them. So right now, how do you get your customers? And they say, well, I'm mainly through word of mouth referral, which means it kind of comes in fits and spurts. You can say, okay, mm-hmm. what's your goal there? What would you like to have instead? Well, I want a steady stream of customers so that my income stays pretty steady month to month. And you say, awesome. So that's a goal question, clearly. And then you might go into a problem question. What gets in the way of that? Or in this case, you kind of already know what gets in the way of that. Word of mouth is notorious for being fits and starts. So you can even actually say that. Oh, yeah, if you want like a steady stream of clients, word of mouth is famous for being all about fits and starts, like no reliability, because you're dependent on somebody else to refer you. Mm-hmm. And right there, I basically named a core root cause, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've said, word of mouth is famous for being unreliable and just kind of like giving you clients in fits and starts. Do you get any clients from online? Now I'm naming another question where I can be locating a new problem, right? The new problem is you have no online marketing funnel. Or no online marketing methods. And so they might say, no, I really haven't done that. I tend to go to a lot of networking events. Okay, so you're doing offline marketing right now. How's that working when you go to a networking event? Like, how often do you get clients? Maybe, like, I get one client out of every couple of networking events. You know, I meet people, but only one turns into a client out of every 3 events. You say, okay. And now you can name another root cause. One of the things that tires business owners out a lot is all the running around doing offline marketing, because you always got to go to networking events like this and work the room, and then, you know, people don't call you back right, and they're like, yeah, people don't call you back. And so now you've just named a root cause. And now you can name another solution, which is one of the ways to not get burned out like that is to be able to have a system that sends you new leads while you're sleeping or playing or working or whatever. You're basically like cloning yourself. And they go, yeah, that sounds really good. If they go, is that what you do? You go, that's part of what I do. That's some of what I do. You know what? Now, here's the thing. You're always staying in charge of the conversation. You are always leading the conversation. So you're asking all these questions one after another to keep them talking about themselves, because you're giving them basically a mini free consult. And people love talking about themselves. It's really easy. It's really comfortable for them. They feel really connected to you when they talk about themselves. So it's doing a lot of good, you know, psychological stuff in terms of building trust and rapport. And then if they ask that question again, like, so is that what you do? Again, you're going to give sort of a watery answer of like, well, that's part of what I do. That's some of what I do. Yeah. And then before they have a chance to ask you more, you have another question right away or another statement right away, which is, you know what? It's really noisy in here, and it's hard to kind of have a moment for us to go deeper with this. I'm actually giving away 15 private one-on-one sessions this month. And that's probably a much better place where we can both sit down and get to dive much deeper into this. Do you want to grab one of those? And they will generally say yes. if they say, well, what happens in a free consult? And by the way, I recommend that y'all name your free consults. So rather than calling it a free consult, give it a name, like a you know, marketing blast off session.
Okay.
Right.
Huh?
Right. You can play with it.
Say, what are your recommendations for mine?
Okay. Oh, yeah. So like a marketing blast off session or a customer geyser session.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just kind of pulling stuff out of the thin air right now, but you kind of get the picture. And and so you might say to them, I'm giving away 15 private customer geyser sessions this month where we can actually dive deeper and I can help you create a bit of a map of what's missing that would help you get more customers. Do you want to grab one of those? And they'll generally say yes. And if they say something, if you don't happen to mention what happens in the call and they say, well, what happens in that call? You can say, we actually dive deeper into what you want in your business, and I do a little bit of mindset work with you there to help make that happen, and then we're going to actually create a map of what's missing in your business and what are the things, where are the places where you could be getting more customers that you're not using. So you can kind of have a map of that. So that's, and then follow up with a question. Like, don't just stop talking there because that invites them to ask more questions, right? So you'd say that piece, and then you can say, so do you want to grab one? So you're trying to cut them off at the pass from continuing to ask how questions and process questions.
Yeah.
And ideally, probably, they'll say, yeah, that sounds great. And then you say, awesome, do you have a card? Before they have a chance to ask, do you have a card? You say, great, do you have a card? You always get their card or their information, as in their phone number, on a notebook if they don't have a card.
Mm-hmm.
If they ask you for your information, say that you're out of cards, even if you have cards on you. Just say, I'm sorry, I ran out. Do you have a card on you? And if they say no, you say, well, here's my notebook. Go ahead and put your name and phone number there, and then I'll call you tomorrow, and we can book the appointment. And they say, awesome. And then you need to find a way to dislodge from the person so that you can work the room and go talk to somebody else. So once you get their phone number, and ideally this process only took about 5, maybe 10 minutes, you want to dislodge from this person, go find another person to network with. So you can say, awesome, so good getting to know you right now, briefly. I can't wait for us to be able to dive deeper into your business sometime this week. And I'm going to run over there and nip to the restroom. Or I'm going to run over there and grab a drink of water. Like, you can, like, say what you're going to go do. That is, I'm saying, because it gives you a reason to actually leave the conversation that is not as, you know, it prevents you from having to say, and I'm going to go talk to someone else now. Although you can say that, but you wouldn't say it like that. You can say things like earlier on, you can say, it's noisy in here, it's a networking event, so, you know, how would I say that? It's a networking event, so I know that we want to try and get a chance to meet a lot of people while we're here, so why don't I gift you one of my 15 private one-on-one sessions that I'm giving out this month. So you can even find a way of, like, sliding in. Like, I know this is a networking event, and, you know, there's a bunch of people in the room that you probably want to talk to, so why don't I, blah, 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 give you one of these sessions.
Oh, I like that. It's like I'm giving them permission to, like, I'm acknowledging their needs. I like it.
Yeah, and, like, everyone knows why you're at a networking event. It's to network, and so you don't want to be with one person the whole time, and so you can kind of slip it in that way, or if you're towards the end, I find saying something innocuous, like, I'm going to go grab a drink of water, and then going and getting a drink of water, like, really do go get the drink of water, and then go find someone else to talk to, and then same thing at the end of that person's conversation. Again, you're like, okay, I'm going to go to the restroom, or I just saw my friend John over there. I'm going to go say hi. You can have that one too, right? But, like,
oh,
Yeah. There's someone else you recognize in the room. You can say, oh, I just saw my friend Jenny. I'm just going to go over there and say hi to her. So awesome meeting you, and I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay. That's wonderful, because I actually talked to one of the coaches at the meetup. I kind of talked her out of it because she was messaging me on Facebook, and I told her about the process, and as I was doing it, I thought, it's wrong, don't do it. But I did it anyway, because I didn't know what else to say.
Yeah. That'll
happen sometimes.
She responded
to the Facebook, I think she responded to the Facebook post about, you know, I'm offering free sessions. But it's either that or the meetup. I'm not quite sure. She was a coach, so I don't know where she came from. But I pretty much talked her out of it. So I said, I need to get some instruction on this.
Well, she, there's times that people are insistent on needing to hear about the process. Sometimes you'll do those sidestep answers like twice, and then they'll come back to it and they just won't let it go, to which you'll need to say something very general, like, I help people get customers while they sleep and while they play. I basically help people clone themselves. and then you can kind of go back, and if they push again, you can say, one of the things I do, always say one of the things. Don't say, well, what I do is, because then it limits you. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I do is help people get a steady stream of customers from online without having to do anything. I take care of it for them. Mm-hmm. That's a very broad statement without going into, well, I do YouTube marketing and I do coupons, and right? Like, you don't want to go into that part of it for sure.
Yeah.
You want to just stay with the broad general statements. And if they still push, well, what do you use? Do you, are you using Facebook? Are you using this? Are you using that? And you say, well, actually, I use a lot of those different things, and it depends on what the business needs or what the person needs or likes. And then that's the close-off answer, right? If one's really trying to pinpoint, they're like, well, is it Facebook? Is it YouTube? Well, actually, it's a lot of those different things, but it depends on what the person likes and needs. So everybody gets a different solution based on what they want or based on what works for them and what they like. So, again, I'm sidestepping, giving a bunch of answers, and saying, yeah, a lot of those things and more. Depends on what the person needs. I tell you what, I'm going to gift you one of my private one-on-one sessions that's all about, you know, my infinite leads sessions, where we look at the ways that, you know, you can start getting more and more leads while you're sleeping.
I like that. You're good.
And that's another way that I sidestep those questions is I just say, you know what, why don't I just gift you one of my sessions? Because then we can actually find out what works for you rather than me talking about all the different, you know, 10,000 things I do for people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another way to sidestep the question if they really keep drilling down is, you know what, why don't I just gift you one of these sessions? Because everyone's unique and like a snowflake. And I actually customize solutions for people based on what they like, what comes easy for them, what they want. So the session is free. Do you want to grab one of those?
Yeah.
So those are some techniques for staying in charge of the conversation, not revealing too much, and those are some example answers for how you can give general answers that somewhat satisfy without giving away the farm.
I can learn how to do that. I can do that. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, so I know you. You'll probably either already wrote those down or you're going to listen to this recording and write those down so that you have the...
Yes, I will. Because I'm in the bathroom right now, so I can't really write, but yeah.
Yeah, so you'll have those sentences so that you can just kind of start basically memorizing them. Practice using them. In fact, when you and Jenna, once you're done kind of doing the free consult practices with each other, you can actually practice being at a networking event and playing out this conversation. So you can get practice at using those sidestepping answers and staying in charge of the conversation.
Oh, good. Yes, thank you. And then lastly, the thing I'm doing, which I I really like the idea of giving a little bit of value while I'm doing the Facebook ad. Like, you know, I have free consults, but, you know, like you suggested, give a little bit of value or a one-page report or something, or maybe a video, like a two-minute video where I say, I do education marketing. And then at the end I say, Emma, you know, you can get a free report or I'm doing a free consult, just so that I can differentiate myself from other people who are just saying, I need something, but I can give something before I give. I mean, I can give something before I ask for something.
Yeah, and so you're thinking, are you saying that you're going to create, like, an article or something like that?
Yeah, an article or maybe something about doing sideways marketing and how to get, how not just get leads, but how to, like, go into associations and memberships and find people who you can get to know so that you broaden your network, or kind of sideways getting to the leads, or something. I'm not sure. I mean, there's a lot
that,
to talk about. Just like,
yeah, I'm going to teach you how to do that, actually. That's going to be in one of the upcoming modules. I just haven't released it yet because I want to make sure people stay focused on their practice sessions. I want you to start getting those under your belt. Because in the beginning, when I first started, I just did the free consult and I did not give people an article or a video ahead of time. And it works fine. People were signing up just fine. When I added the article, it did boost signups. But I don't want you guys to focus on the article right now. I want you to focus on getting practice at the free consults. And then once you guys are kind of in the flow with that, I'll teach you how to create the article or the video such that it ends up being a perfect lead-in to your free consult.
Well, I like that you suggested that you gave me that that link where someone is saying I can, you know, give you a consultation on your SEO or something like that, because I liked it because it's awesome. It's like I'm demonstrating what I do without making a huge time commitment, and I'm identifying people who need what I'm offering and that they're actually contacting
right.
me with that idea. And it would only just be like, you know, a four-minute video, let's say. But I like the idea that you suggested.
Awesome.
But it won't be a full report. I'm not going to put a lot of effort into it. I'm just going to say, you know, so it'll be something minimal.
Awesome. Good.
Yeah,
so long as it doesn't take you away from just getting those sessions done, because that is the hugest risk right now is the other shiny thing, like our attention, right, being pulled away from the most important thing that we need to do by like, oh, but I really should do this, or oh, this really needs to happen.
Mm.
Oh, I need to do that in preparation.
I know.
And those are all self-sabotaging things, and so I just want to caution everyone on that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks.
Awesome sauce, babe. I'm going to come and swing back to Jenna.
Yeah.
And Heather, I put you on mute because I know it's 10 till 1 and you might need to be, like, making noise and doing stuff. If you end up having a question or comment, just raise your hand by pressing 1 on the dial pad. And Jenna, were you able to hear all the stuff I was sharing with you earlier?
I did until I dropped out of the call, but I'm going.
Okay.
You shared a lot with me and also a lot of relevant stuff. That with Heather as
I wanted
well.
To
so
give
I think
you
it's probably easy to listen to the whole call again.
Yeah, so you could pause and take notes. I mean, that's the usefulness of the recordings. So the last thing was some ideas for questions for public speaking, and some of the questions you would ask there. Of course, the first one is always, "So how's it going right now?" With public speaking is always the first question, and then. Have you done any speaking in the past? Have you, like, spoken? I don't mean even, like, professionally, just, like, in school when you had to get up and speak in front of the room, those kinds of things. And they'll say probably yes. You say, how did those go? What was that like? And what did you experience? What were you feeling? What happened? And start to learn about what sucks for them about public speaking from the past. And anytime they name an issue, like, I just got so red in the face and I started tripping and fumbling on my words and it was so embarrassing, you know, there's a few different root causes you can name for stuff like that. One was the one I named earlier, which is your attention is on the audience and what they're thinking of you instead of, your attention is on yourself and fearing what other people are thinking of you rather than your attention being on the audience and what you can deliver to them. That can be a root cause that you can name, as well as, naming previous bad experiences that leave a lasting impact, which you might create a title for that for your business. So for me, I call those childhood imprints, or I also have adult imprints because things happen as adults. For you, you might call those like negative impacts. You know, just come up with a two-word phrase that you will use consistently throughout your business and talk about. So that's what I call a negative impact. And a negative impact leaves a lasting impression on us that colors how we feel about doing something in the future. And those kinds of things need to be addressed and, in essence, healed so that as an adult now, you're free to feel comfortable on the stage. And those negative impacts don't come back and haunt you now as an adult, and they don't have control over you anymore. So I once worked with this guy who, when he was a kid, got up in front of church to sing, and he was in puberty, and his voice cracked a whole lot, and the whole audience laughed at him. And that was a huge negative impact for him. After we worked together, or when we worked together, I helped him to, you might even say, using the color coding system, I helped him to actually heal that negative impact. And, within 3 months, he was getting up and doing presentations and getting standing ovations. So those are some ideas for the public speaking aspect of it. And, of course, what are your fears? These are always good questions for this whole section, anybody in phase two. What are your fears? What are your hesitations? What do you not want to see happen? What's happened in the past that you hate? What have you tried in the past that didn't work? And even what have you tried in the past that did work can be a useful question.
Because that's one of the things that I it's another part of my USP is that we look at identifying, because I did a lot of, market research, that's the word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of market research in terms of what other coaches do, and they're all about, from what I can see, everybody's about, okay, this is your problem, let me fix it. But because of my psychology background and because of my curious, not just me, one of the things I've sort of woven into my USP is that I want to work with you to address why it hasn't worked before. Because, again, it's going back to the root causes of what your problem is, basically, which isn't the fact that you can't speak in public, your real problem is. You know, you and I both know that the real problem is that you have a fear. There's a fear inside you of it's a self-worth issue. So helping people to identify that so they do have lasting, because that's one of the things I want to be good at just professionally, is to be somebody who actually does last, you know, we do lasting change, not like a temporary measure. To create your own lasting change, because I want that to be what's unique about me, because that is what's unique about me. I'm not afraid to go there with you. But I really appreciate all the things. Now, you've been really so cool, Dana. Thank you for, because I know I know what I want to do, but I just need that anchoring, which is what you're giving me, that kind of like pulling it down and just sharpening it and focusing it. So you have no idea how good I feel right now just like having you do that for me. Cause that is,
yay!
I know exactly what I want to achieve, but it's just trying to knowing where to shoot the arrow. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah,
and you can even say,
brilliant.
You can even name a little bit of your USP in your free consults, usually in phase two, generally in phase two,
yeah.
Where you can say something like, and you only want to, again, talk in like one or two sentences before you turn the attention back to them. But you can say things like, what have you tried in the past that hasn't worked? And then they might answer that question. And then you can say something like, one of the things that I specialize in, or one of the things that's really valuable to me, or one of the things that you might even say just one of the things that makes me different is I really focus on helping people identify why it hasn't worked in the past, and then I'm all about making sure that they have long-term lasting results. So that's just a two-sentence thing.
That's exactly what I want.
But you get to name your USP without pitching, but just kind of casually throwing that in there, saying it kind of just like a handoff comment, and then back to another question on them. So you're just kind of like, it's just a little tiny bone you're throwing in there, and then back off to putting the attention on them.
Yeah. No,
so
that's
you can absolutely...
That's the information I need.
Yeah, you can absolutely drop in these little... like one or two sentence things here and there that talk about, you know, what you value or what makes you different. Or you can even say things like, I've gotten clients who have worked with other people before and they ran into this problem, you know, whatever the name of problem. The results didn't last. And one of the things that I really make sure of is that when I work with somebody, they actually transform for good.
Yeah.
And then back to asking questions. So, again, two sentences, dropping in a little something about what makes you different, back to the questions.
Okay. That's cool. I need the structure. The structure myself was getting confusing because I found that I was there, but just dropping the ball, just feel like I'm dropping the ball at the end. By not getting good
in phase two or in phase three?
Phase two. I'm fine with phase two, which is about the problems. I think it's more in phase three, like closing the deal. Just hanging there, and just I feel like physically, I'm not quite sure what I should say next.
Okay, that's useful. That's what I want you to bump up against, because we all do. And can you tell me what some of those places are? In fact, I'm speaking to everybody. Whenever you're running into any problem or any weirdness or hesitation or you don't know what to do in your free consults, I want you, when you get off the free consult, to take notes on where were the places you felt stuck or hesitation or unsure, and bring them back to me, so that I can give you some instruction there. So for you, can you remember off the top of your head where you stalled, where it felt like you didn't know what to say?
I can't off the top of my head. It was kind of like, oh, right, it was that thing. It was that kind of point where you're like, okay, so, yeah, so, you know, I'm great, and this is what I do. And they're like, yeah, okay, I can see what you're doing. And they kind of like it. And I know I should say something, but I don't know how to.
So you show them your specialties list, and then you show them your menu and describe the menu. Is that right?
Yeah. And they like they kind of choose something, and they're like, yeah, I think it might. I think it's okay, and I like it, but I'm not sure.
Okay, great.
And it's. So it's just that kind of no man's land of, I don't want to go, well, actually, why don't you keep pushing and being over pushy? But I know they're kind of answering, and I know that there is something I can do to, you know, to pull them over to me.
It's that
kind of point. Do you know what I mean?
When you get to that point, you want to explore all of their questions and all of their hesitations.
Yeah.
Did you get to listen to the... So I did that Saturday call a couple Saturdays ago. Did you get to listen to that run through?
Is that the one where you talked about doing the follow up?
It's the one where Meryl played the practitioner, and I was just silent except for when I needed to pause them and give a teaching moment.
No, I haven't heard that one.
Okay. That's worth listening to because Meryl plays the practitioner and Mary plays client, and they run through the entire thing, and I pause them to do teaching moments throughout, so that's useful. And I can't remember if in one of the Monday evening calls I actually got to go through phase three all the way or not. Heather's. I'm not even sure if Heather's. She's still with us. Heather, are you able to talk?
I'm here. Yeah, I can talk.
Did we do that yet?
No, you're asking phase three where you ask me to make decisions about the packages?
Playing client, did we go all the way there?
I don't think we did. I don't think we had.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think so. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We did because you asked me what were my hesitations, and I talked about the money. Yeah, I think we did.
Okay. I know what it is.
What I think.
Heather and Jenna, one thing that you want to do is listen to the Monday coaching call that just happened this previous Monday, or whatever Monday it was that it happened. What I actually talked about in there is how do you make customizations for people? So when you're asking them, when you get to the point that you've presented your packages and then you say, which one are you attracted to? People generally say, well, I'm kind of attracted to this one, or I'm definitely attracted to that one, or whatever they say. And then you say, great, what are some of your questions? And you let them ask questions. And then you say, what are some of your hesitations? And what are some of your concerns? And keep drilling down on what their hesitations and concerns are. So, you know, they say one, you say, okay, what else? Are there any other hesitations or concerns? Is there anything about this that doesn't quite fit? And what you're trying to do is to get them to reveal all of their hesitations. And I'll often say to them, if somebody's like, oh, I need to think about it, I'll actually stop them from getting off the phone, and I'll say, actually, a lot of hesitations are simply unanswered questions. And what I've found is it's best to actually go through all of your hesitations while you have me on the phone, because some of them are just unanswered questions and I can just answer them on the spot. And sometimes I'll even say, otherwise, if we get off the phone, sometimes people will have a hesitation because they've made an assumption, for example, that they can't upgrade in the middle of the 6-month minimum. And they totally can. And so it's really useful if you just ask me, you know, tell me all the hesitations while we're on the phone together so that I can answer any question, but also so that we can customize the package to actually fit you. And then you continue to get them to go through any hesitations and any questions, and you can also begin to customize the package to fit them. So the name of the game right now is, if you need to do any particular customization just to make the package fit for them, try and do it. So in the Monday evening call, I went over a bunch of different customizations you can do for people. If their hesitation is money, I gave you a list of customizations. If their hesitation is time, I don't have enough time right now, I give you customization. I think there might have even been a third. And so what happens in that part of phase three is you're asking for all their questions and all their hesitations. And then for the hesitations that are just unanswered questions, you just answer the question. So, for example, if somebody says, what if I start in Gold Club? I really want some private sessions with you, but I can only afford Gold Club right now, but I don't want to be in Gold Club for 6 months. That's the hesitation. Well, really, that's an unanswered question. And the question is, can I upgrade in the middle of the 6 months? to which you would say, actually, you can upgrade at any time. So a lot of people will start out in gold because it's an easy way to get started, so you're not waiting to start hitting goal A, goal B, and goal C, which you named earlier. And then when more money comes in, they just upgrade, and they can start having private sessions. So that's just simply an unanswered question. Some hesitations actually need you to make a customization for them, to which I laid out a whole bunch of customizations you can do, such as if somebody says, well, I really want the private, I don't want gold package because I don't want only group. I want some private sessions with you, but I can't afford the middle package. And then you can say, well, actually, we can customize it so that your payment plan is a little different. So instead of being 200 quid a month, we can just extend the payment plan a bit. So how about if we made the payments maybe 150 a month and see what they say? And it says, no, I still can't do that. Okay, how about 97 a month? And we'll just stretch out the package. So maybe the adjustment goes down to, okay, they want to do the middle package. They're going to pay 97 a month. But instead of two private sessions a month and the program is 6 months, you're going to spread it to a year long, and they're going to get one private session a month, for example. And so all that's happening in that part is answering their questions, answering their hesitations, and customizing the package to fit their needs. And Jenna, we might have lost audio on you again.
No, I'm here.
Oh, yay.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm just I'm quiet. I'm listening to everything you're saying.
Okay, no worries.
I'm taking notes.
Does that help?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. I think for me, I need to do it and put it in and just and keep practicing and to do it. That's
yeah.
The way, yeah, that's the only way I'm going to get it is to practice it.
So when you listen to that Monday call, you'll have a lot more information on customization and what to be doing in that part. Besides asking questions and asking for hesitations, there's a whole lot of clarity on all the different customizations you can try out or give to people.
Yeah, because I think what you've just said and what I've taken from what you said is ascertain what the questions are, ascertain what the hesitations are, and when people share that information, find out, ask what for me to, in my head, to process, what are they really saying? And it's likely to be, it's only going to be a handful of things, isn't it? It's either going to be time or money.
Yeah.
It's going to be time or money. And just get to, so if they have a hesitation, it's time or money. And just get adjusting.
And there's a few other things. It could be, It could also be like what's in the package. It could also be, it's a 6 month minimum. So I spoke about that on the Monday night call as well. There's customizations for that as well. And just think of it as, your job is to understand all of their questions and hesitations and create answers and workarounds so that it fits their needs. So whatever the hesitation is, either give them an answer that usually makes them happy. Well, I don't want to say it that way. You give them an answer that often quells the hesitation, like, no, you can upgrade at any time. Or you create a customization that makes that hesitation disappear. It answers the hesitation. So, for example, if somebody says, I just don't feel good about the 6 month minimum. It just feels like too much of a commitment when I don't know what it's like to work with you yet. And if somebody's, as I said on Monday, if somebody's really stuck on that point, there's a couple of customizations you can do, one of which is, okay, why don't we start out with a 3 month minimum then? That's a way that you can get your feet wet and kind of try it out, but it gives us long enough of a time together to start getting some results for you, because we can't just do 1 month. That's not how results happen. And then from there, you can absolutely continue on, because, as I said, 6 months is generally the minimum time that it takes to get long-term lasting change. And so 3 months will give you a taste, but it's not going to give you the full effect. But perhaps it'll just help you feel more comfortable, because it's it reduces the commitment to 3 months. So how about that? To which they might say, awesome, that feels better. Okay, now I'm in.
Yeah,
so you try to just work around all their hesitations, if you can, until you come to a win-win situation.
Yeah.
And the instructions on the Monday call speak to that.
Yeah, because I was re-watching the module, there's quite a bit there as well with regards to optimization and understanding, getting to the root cause of what somebody's really, really saying when they've got a hesitation or a question, if they've still got them, what they are, what's their real problem with what we're doing.
Are you saying you're setting your attention on practicing being able to understand what the real hesitation is underneath whatever they say?
Yeah, because I think that's what it is. Because sometimes you can get, when people are saying things like, I don't know if I've got the time to really commit to that. And so for me, from my point of view, understanding, like, okay, clicking like a light going on in my head, going, right, the problem here, the hesitation here, the problem here is their time. And so exploring or offering them something that addresses their time issues. So say, for example, if somebody says to me, I don't know if I've really got the time, if I can commit to 6 months because I've got a wedding coming up or this is happening or that's happening.
And so
me recognizing, it's about me being able to recognize what is the problem and me having a solution for it. So if they say, I don't know if I can commit to 6 months, blah, blah, and me being able to say, all right, okay, so 6 months, I get that. I can see that, you know, you've got all this stuff coming up. How about 3 months then? Because, you know, you still get an opportunity to work with me, and you can get a taste of what we can achieve, and, you know, you'll get some results. Obviously, you won't get as many outstanding results as you would do in 6 months, at least it will get you moving and you'll be in a better place in 3 months' time than you are right now. So
yeah, and
is that kind of right? Am I in the right place?
Yes, and okay, instead of saying it'll give you, instead of saying it'll give you a chance to work with me, instead switch that sentence to, it'll get you started on being able to reach goal A, goal B,
right,
and goal C faster.
Okay.
Because you did say that goal, I wouldn't say it in this tone of voice. I'd say, because you said that goal A was a 10 on the importance scale, right? And they go, yeah. I go, absolutely. And when I asked you what would happen if you don't start working on this now, you said, well, a year from now I'll be stuck in the same rut and I'll be hating my life. And so I know that one's super important to you, and that you want to start doing something about it now rather than waiting, because you didn't say it was back burner. You said it was front burner.
Yeah.
And so if we reduce it down to 3 months, maybe that gives you a little bit more of that comfort for working with someone new, and you get to start to see some of the results that we get, and it starts to make you feel more and more comfortable and excited because you can see that you're progressing.
Okay.
So keep it focused on them and don't talk about That's why I switched the sentence.
Right. Okay, no, that's cool. I'm totally comfortable with everything.
Awesome.
With that, I'm totally fine with it. But I think it's just a case of, I just dropped my microphone. I think it's practice. It's practice, isn't it? And me getting comfortable
it's totally
with being
practice.
Able to do it.
Yep, because
yeah.
the
no,
more you
I,
do
I,
it, the
I
more easily
cool.
that'll flow out of you.
Yeah, and refining
and
the
by
language,
the way,
like you said, and making sure I've got the language refined.
And if somebody says, well, I've got a wedding and I've got a vacation that I'm taking in August, so August is out, you can say, well, we can simply skip that month. So rather than saying, oh, let's cut it down to 3 months or whatever, if there's an opportunity to simply skip a month but keep them in for 6 months, do that first. And then if they're still hesitant, then that shows that them bringing up traveling in August wasn't really just about the month of August. Their real hesitation was that 6 months is too long, to which case you'll go, oh, okay, 6 months is too long. Then you can offer the three-month thing. But sometimes people really do have a concern for August, and you can simply say, oh, we'll just skip August. We'll pause for August so you can go to your wedding and have a vacation. We'll pick right back up in September. And they'll say, oh, I didn't realize we can do that. Okay, great. Now you've secured the client still for 6 months. You've given them the break off of August, and they're happy, and you didn't have to cut it down to 3 months, which is not a great idea. You don't want to have to cut it down to 3 months. Like, really try not to do that. I named that on the Monday night call. Because you can't get as many results for the client, and you don't want people going through your programs and not having some decent progress, because then you've got sort of a watered-down customer who isn't like a totally excited customer.
Okay.
So it's not great for them. It's not great for the reflection on your business. I hesitate to do that. It's not something you want to quickly jump to, but you can have it in your back pocket if you need it, if they're really digging their heels in, and then you can tell, nope, this person happens to need this. I'm going to offer it to them. So don't start with it, is all I'm saying. Don't be like, oh, let's do 3 months.
No, that's cool. But I think, I totally get what you're saying, and it is a case of practice it.
And I named that on the Monday night call, so.
Yeah.
When you listen to the Monday night call, that will all be clear. And, yeah, you're spot on, babe. As you practice, this will just come easier and easier, and it'll all make more and more sense.
Yeah, so I'm prepared to, like I said, you know, I'm totally prepared to fall on my face for the first, 25 sessions or whatever. I know that I will, but I know I'll get better and sharper and faster the more that I do, which is why I just want to get on with people, just get on with real people. And so long as when I do my interview, I'm totally in integrity when I do the consult, even if they're not perfect, as long as I'm not lying or being I think that's the most important thing to me. So I'm quite happy, and I've accepted that I'm going to make mistakes, I'm going to make errors, and I'm not going to get it right the first sort of times that I do it. So that's fine. I'm totally cool with that.
Awesome sauce. You've got the perfect attitude. And by chance, do you use the attitude that you just named is the attitude that gets people to succeed the fastest? Because anytime you learn something new, you have to get through that beginning part where it's a little bit rocky, and the faster you're willing to get through that just to get to the other side is the faster that you'll succeed. So some people call it failing forward.
Okay.
I don't think it's I don't even like the word failing in there, because it's not a failure. It's like more like getting the beginning out of the way faster. So
I'm very diplomatically put.
Because it's not a failure. Like, that is the process of learning. The beginning is just a little bit shaky, and you just want to get past it quickly. So I wanted to find out, Jenna, if you have WhatsApp or Viber or Line.
Yeah, I've got both.
Okay.
I've got WhatsApp and Viber.
Okay, great. Can you email me your phone number so I can enter it in my phone so that we can WhatsApp each other?
Okay.
I wanted to be able to, like the other day when I Skyped you, last Thursday call, when I Skyped you, I wanted to be able to...
Sorry about that. I was a mess.
Oh, no worries, honey bun, but I wanted to be able to try texting you first, because if your Skype isn't on, I wouldn't be able to reach you. So I wanted some way to reach you for, like, quote-unquote emergencies like that, or whatever you want to call that.
Okay,
in
so
the moment contact.
I'll email you the the phone number.
Awesome.
And, yeah, I'm on both of them.
Unless it's on the Freedom Formula contact sheet already. Your cell phone number. I'm not sure if you use that or not.
Yeah.
But,
But actually, because I've literally just today changed my phone, so that I've got another phone, so I'm going to be using this one. So I might have to update.
Okay. Yeah. You can update the contact sheet, and then you can update me so I can WhatsApp you. And awesome. I mean, you've, as I just said, you've got the best perspective and attitude you possibly can have. And you're about to take the actions that actually align with succeeding the fastest, which is just booking as many free consults with real strangers, real humans as possible, and just fly through the beginning. Fly through the beginning phase. And yeah, so we snuck into about 25 minutes past our call time, but I wanted to make sure to give you some understanding of what to do in phase three so that you had some tools for when you get to that part of the call to feel a little bit more basically like you've got some things to say so that you don't have to try and think in the moment of, oh my gosh, what do I say here? Are you still there, Jenna? Now we may have lost audio on you again. So that said, thank you both for coming to play. Oh, it's because you're muted. I don't know why. Thank you both for coming out to play today. Thank you.
Can you just send me an email and I'll forward it?
Oh, I think I am muted, Heather, but she's not talking to us. Take notes on whatever, wherever you get some hesitation yourself going through the process of your free consult, anything that feel you've got a question around, take notes and email them to me, whatever your questions are, so that I can start creating answers for you. Because that's what I'm waiting for now, is I'm waiting for you guys to practice your free consults, and wherever you hit something where you have a question, where you're unsure of what to say or do or how to handle something, shoot me an email with your questions so that I can start answering them for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome sauce, babes. So good to hear your voice, Jenna. I'm glad to be able to WhatsApp with you soon. And go out and have a great week. I'm glad you guys are together right now in Accountability Pod. It sounds like you're having fun together. And I look forward to hearing your questions about free consults.
Brilliant. Thank you.
You bet, babe. Take care, honey bun. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Heather.
You are currently the only person in this conference.